something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Hi, it's Andy, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. How many days is it now until we all meet in Liverpool? This episode, Tamsin and Pam join me to look at world rankings, and we find out how last weekend's Doing It for Lottie went. First, let's hear from Emily Nicol from Netball Scotland, who's taken part in the World Cup for the Thistles. Emily, how important is playing in that home World Cup to you?
I think we're definitely going to treat this World Cup as a home games. I mean, Scotland's definitely not too far away from Liverpool, and it's just hugely exciting and rewarding for us to be able to get our friends and family to come and watch us. And a huge part of being a Thistle is about making our fans proud, and we're really, really excited that our friends and family have got the opportunity to come and watch us. And especially for so many girls in the squad, it's going to be their first time playing at netball's pinnacle event. So it just being that extra close to home just makes it just that little bit more special.
And more than a reward for all those early hours that you put in.
Every single girl in the squad's given up so much to be able to be part of this squad, and we do so much of our training around our busy work schedules or university. So while it can be difficult sometimes to get up early and push ourselves in the gym, I think having a big event like this just is so rewarding for all of us.
Do you think being part of Thistles during the season will help your overall performance as a group of players?
I definitely think we're going to reap the rewards of having so many Scottish girls in sidings this year, because the huge advantages of it are that we get to test ourselves against really, really top English players, but we also get to build in our combinations. And sometimes it can be difficult for national squads to get together, but we've had the luxury of being able to test ourselves all season together, so we kind of feel like we're already one step ahead of the rest of the countries.
England are obviously in the same group. What do you think about that?
I think we're really looking forward to playing England. I mean, they're Commonwealth Games champions, and I think everyone at this level wants to test themselves against the best, and there's no reason why we can't go on and challenge them and show them what the Scots way is.
The focus will be on Scotland, but have you had a chance to look at Netball Northern Ireland and the Diamonds, for example?
I think the really exciting thing about our Netball World Cup is that you get to see so many different styles of netball, and I know that all the Thistles are really looking forward to going out there and showing the world the way that we play. And I think we've really kind of established quite a strong brand of being a really aggressive team that will fight to the end, but also being really smart in how we play the ball. So really looking forward to putting everything we've got out there on court and just seeing how that stands up against other different styles of play, like the African styles, where you'll find they have more aerial play, or New Zealand, where they'll play a kind of more zonal game. So yeah, really looking forward to just seeing how the Scots netball stands up against the rest of the world.
And how is the mood in the camp at the minute, weeks away?
Yeah, we're all really, really excited in the Thistles camp about how close the World Cup is, but I think we're just trying to stay grounded and just really focus on each and every training session, because at the end of the day, it's going to be all those little bits that we put together at training that are going to stand up and count for us when we stepped on the court for the first time.
The World Cup will contribute to international rankings. England is second, Northern Ireland are eighth, and Scotland are currently ninth, and with Australia first, Jamaica third, New Zealand fourth, and South Africa sixth. I asked Tamsin Greenway how important tournaments like this are.
It's something that England have been working towards for such a long time. I remember when I first got into the squad, and you know, it seemed impossible to think that we'd ever break into that top two. And over the years, it's becoming more consistent that England are getting results against the top teams, and this Commonwealth just topped it all off. It's a squad now full of world-class players, which is amazing across the board. And that team, that group, thoroughly deserves to be sitting second in the world. Over here, it's really exciting to see our other nations, you know, competing on that world stage and pushing the sport forward. But I think across the board, we witness it's not as clear cut now as two dominant forces. The improvement of the African nations, the Caribbean sides, our home nations as well. The game is upping across the world, and that's what we need for netball to survive and to thrive, really. So yeah, it's really pleasing to see how well the other teams are competing. And you know, we've got this first shake-up. We had the first shake-up at the Games, England getting a gold medal, amazing. New Zealand not meddling, you know, Jamaica taking that bronze spot, and there, and Malawi beating New Zealand, and now to see the world rankings as well. I think it's what the game's been needing.
Pamela Cookie told me that rankings are important as they can take a long time to achieve.
Many years building, and then this group of girls, and after their performance at the Commonwealth Games, have just smashed it and are now hit number two and then going for number one.
You could have stuck it out for a few more games, mind, to be part of that.
No, no, bless you. It's very kind of you to say. But I'm really pleased with how my career finished and when I ended it. And now the others that have taken on the baton, as all of us that have finished will say, are doing a great job and a fine job pushing forward.
Things are really healthy elsewhere in the UK at the minute. Northern Ireland 8th, Scotland 9th. That's good to see, and it can only benefit the league.
Oh, definitely. And it's great to see that pushing those world rankings, and you want to keep, because there's so many new countries coming in the likes of Africa and Asia trying to break in, especially in Africa trying to come through. So for Europe to kind of still be kicking in there and getting those results, especially for our Super League, it means that we can generate more players of that standard to keep the game at a high level. It's always, if you can see it, you can touch it, and you feel like it's something that you can strive for. So the more that we can push in Europe, the better we can become as a whole. And it's great to have competition against some really good teams like what New Zealand and Australia have had for so many years, being so close to each other. That regular competition, if we can develop it more in Europe, then that can only benefit all nations.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
As a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
The Netball Show with Mizuno Doing It for Lottie fundraising event took place last weekend. Claire Lockyer can bring us up to date. Claire, it was Doing It for Lottie at the weekend, so first thing, how did it go?
It was an absolutely fantastic day. We were so lucky with the weather. The weather held out a few days before and since Sunday. It's been absolutely chucking it down in Gloucestershire and Worcestershire, but Sunday was beautiful. We had 20 teams raring to go, we had 15 umpires, we had about 25 volunteers all chipping in, and it was a stonking success.
And an important part of any tournament is the team names. That's always a fun side to this, so give me an example of a couple of them.
Oh, absolutely. We really had some to chuckle at. So my team are Net Mums, because we're all mums, thought I'd do a shout out to my own team. We had All or Nothing, we had Gin and Sonic, we had Stratford Bells, and my absolute favourite was Maidens of Mayhem.
Ooh. Well, it might not be now, but at the weekend it was decent weather, so that should have had plenty of spectators for you.
Yeah, we did have quite a few spectators. We had some friends turn up with their young children as well. It's a very family-friendly event, and the venue, All Saints Academy, has a lovely kind of grassy area right by all of the courts. So, you know, people can chill, bring picnic blankets and just, you know, sit and watch. And the kids can run around, and there's a sandpit to play in. So, yeah, really, really happy with all the spectators. So thank you all for your support.
You held a raffle there as well. Lots of good prizes. How did that go?
We made quite a significant amount on the raffle and tombola. We had some absolutely cracking prizes from lots of local businesses. Always get loads and loads of support from the local businesses where we live in Broadway in Worcestershire. And also a lot of the players on the day brought along raffle prizes as well, which was just fantastic.
What about the volunteers?
Oh, the volunteers are just amazing. Big shout out to them. A lot of them are actually families that I've got to know through baby groups from having Lottie. So they just do everything, you know. They just, I kind of occasionally put a little post out saying, oh, I've got this idea for such and such. And do you know what? They just go with it. The dedication that they all have. And we, you know, we just feel that there's a real sense of, you know, one big family. Yeah, I really do have the best friends in the world.
And Tyler Sue was there as well. She made a bit of a guest volunteer appearance.
It was so lovely to see Tyler Sue. So she got in touch on Twitter to say that she was interested in coming down. And she did some umpiring for us, which was amazing. She brought her mum along and had a weekend in Cheltenham as well. So, yeah, really, really grateful for Tyler Sue to come down and support us. You know, she's come down from York. So, yeah, really, really thrilled. And, yeah, we're definitely going to keep in touch. She's already offered to help next year. So, yeah.
Oh, so who ended up winning?
So the winning team were Comets, and they played some fantastic games. They were kind of, yeah, they just kind of put themselves out there. The team organiser, Natalie, she was actually in the winning team for last year as well. So we'd only just picked up the cup from her house to be engraved. So it'll be going back to her in a couple of days.
And they've won the Water Adventure Prize, but maybe they'll hold off given the current weather?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And Aztec Adventure very, very kindly put that prize forward again. So, yeah, so Natalie's very keen to get on and do that. Hopefully she'll wait until the weather improves down here, because it's chucking it down at the moment. It's definitely not the ideal day to do it today, so fingers crossed when it improves they'll crack on and get out in the water.
Lottie and you both enjoyed the day then. You raised an impressive amount as well.
Yeah, so Lottie absolutely loves meeting new people, and we had lots and lots of the players and spectators come over and say hello to her, so she was just in her element. We raised £2,583.40. Which is a phenomenal amount. You know, we're just so grateful to everybody involved, everybody that donated, everybody that came along and took part. You know, we've had some teams that have played for the last 3 years, which is lovely to see a familiar face. But then when you get teams that contact you that, you know, they don't know us, they've never met us before, yet they want to come and support our little girl, it's just so wonderful.
As you said, you're already planning next year.
Yeah.
Starting now.
I'm having a couple of days off just to kind of get the house sorted again and tidy away from the event. But yeah, it just makes sense. It's an event that works really, really well. Lottie's always going to need equipment, whether she grows out of things or whether she needs new equipment. You know, we're fundraising for this adjustable bath at the moment, and we're now just over halfway, so that's incredible. So yeah, we're just going to keep going as long as Lottie needs things, and as long as people are willing to, you know, support us in this way, then we will continue.
How important do you think Twitter is in raising awareness for things like this?
Oh, it's just fantastic. I've had some absolutely wonderful messages of support on Twitter. I'd kind of dipped in and out of social media for a couple of years and then was convinced to go on Twitter, and it's just opened up so many new avenues for us, so many different opportunities. I've been asked to go and speak at events, you know, about the fundraising that we do and about Lottie. So yeah, social media and Twitter especially has had a huge part to play in that.
And obviously it might be nice to keep up to date with what you're doing and next year's event. What's your Twitter?
So our Twitter page is Doing It For Lottie, and that's the same name as our Facebook page. We post regular updates, and we're just sorting out all the photos now from the event on Sunday, so they will be put on probably in the next day or so.
Claire, wishing you really well with things in the future, and well done, and stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
Do get in touch and let us know about how you think we should cover the World Cup. Always good to hear from you, especially if there's going to be an event taking place at your club. You can tweet at the Netball Show, and we're always online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.